cliffcentral.com.
So I have Mendison Kloko. Yes, no?
That's correct.
Correct. From MTN Business. And as you know, if you listen to the Futurology show each week, that's our show sponsor. So I definitely have to be on my best behavior now. Mendisa, I had Val in earlier and we were talking about cloud and IoT. And I was actually reminiscing. I remember being here at this ICT or CICT or whatever the hell it's called a few years ago when you guys launched M2M and the focus was on machine to machine.
Yeah.
And how that's all evolved. Mm. But I think, you know, you're more about MTN Business as a whole and the enterprise as a whole. So tell us, you know, your position here and, I mean, why MTN's here with us at Gartner and why you get behind, like, shows like mine and the Six Aspiring Innovators and so on.
So MTN Business, we're primarily known in the mobile industry. So since last year, we've been repositioning ourselves as an ICT player. So last year, we participated at Gartner as the first sponsor of the Aspiring Innovators program. So we're here again, second time around.
Well, thank you for that, because I've had a great 6 weeks talking to these guys. I mean, there's some incredible talent that's come out this year.
No, it's actually quite wonderful, because it provides them with a platform to showcase their innovations to enterprise organizations that are looking for solutions. And as MTN Business, you know, SMEs and startups is one of our focus. We have a number of programs that we run. You may know the App of the Year, which
I do.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I bumped into you at the App of the Year.
Yeah.
I was there. You know, unfortunately, everything blurs for me. I go to so many different events. And I was saying that to Val earlier as well. I mean, Domestly, which were the winners.
Mm.
That was unbelievable. I mean, that basically turned everything on tech on its head when it went back to the human element.
It certainly did. And it's actually quite exciting, because we will be showcasing them here at Gartner as part of the panel discussion tomorrow.
Okay, that's fantastic. So that's definitely going to be worth listening to. Because, as a little anecdote, I mean, you'd appreciate this. I was standing like just at the base of the stage. And the one lady, it's one of the guy's mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, "You must be pretty stoked and, you know, pretty proud of your son." She said, "You know, it's quite funny. A few months ago when he came to this idea, I told him I was going to kill him. Because I paid for his university to go and study. He'd studied engineering or he did something. I can't remember the guy's name and which mother it was. It was about three mothers there.
Yes.
And she says, "But now I love him, you know, because she's actually seen." Because he's, you know, she said, he came and said, "Mom, I'm going to go and build an app." And she's like, "No, you're not." This is not, "I am," you know. And look, there's the accolade. I mean, they're off to Silicon Valley and here they are at Gartner Symposium. Mm. So it's amazing what's happening and what's coming out of the app world.
No, it's actually wonderful. And I think for me, I spoke to one of the mothers as well. What was quite exciting was to see her realize the importance of what her son has done through our event.
Yeah.
I think all this time she never realized the impact that they were going to have in the market, and I think the App of the Year event was kind of a penny drop.
Definitely. I mean, as you say, you look at some of the brands that were up there and some of the companies that were mentioned, and these guys took the accolade.
Yeah.
And that's all because of you. You know, if it wasn't that platform provided, then we wouldn't have an App of the Year opportunity.
Yeah.
But now on the business side, you know, the SMME side we were talking about earlier as well with one of the other guests that I had in here. And South Africa, and probably Africa as a whole, is based on SMMEs. You know, the big guys are the big guys. They'll always come, they'll go. If things are bad, they'll tighten and maybe a couple of job cuts. But we need the small guys. We need that to grow this country and to grow our economy.
Yeah.
You mentioned you have some programs behind that.
Yeah, we besides the App of the Year, we also have the Mind to Machine Challenge, which is really on basis of utilizing our IoT platform for developers to come up with the machine to machine solutions. So that also looks at startups as well, besides the enterprises that are already playing in that space. And we've also partnered with the Department of Small Medium Enterprises in a program called the National Gazelles.
Okay.
So we have funded them with about 7.5 million, which is a seeding fund for aspiring startups. And it's the first time we're doing it this year. So, and we also involved through the foundation in driving other initiatives in the rural areas. And the supply development program is also another initiative that we drive with the mostly the SOEs like your Transnet. So we realize that the SMEs are actually the growth engine. And I think now and then we look for various opportunities on how we can actually come up with meaningful program that are going to have impact. I think for me next year is we want to partner with other corporates. You know, you can't do it alone.
You know, you mentioned that. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much good you do, you have to pay the bills.
Yeah.
I mean, that in your accountability to the stakeholders is, you know, to position MTN Business as a viable entity or division within the MTN group. Where is that? Where's that next focus? You know, I think you used the word ICT. You want to play more in that type of environment than just be seen as a telco, because there's more to it than just being a telco. I mean, the SIM card connects, and then what happens?
Yeah.
Where's MTN Business looking at the moment? What are the next, you know, what is South African businesses, what are we hopefully going to expect or see the spaces that MTN's playing in?
I think we've realized that technology is an enabler, you know, when it comes to business. It's no longer about talking about technology and business separately.
Sure.
And some of those enabling technologies are, you know, things like cloud, which Val spoke to you about. We see ourselves playing quite significantly in that space, especially in the data center area as well. We've got 47 data centers across Africa and the Middle East, which is quite a unique asset to have. So we need to really leverage on that. IoT, I've already mentioned that to you. And security, I think, you know, it's quite key. And managed networks, which is really our bread and butter. You know, when you look at global MPLS, that's how we partnered with the likes of your Standard Banks into Africa, utilizing our infrastructure. So we're going to continue leveraging on that. And, of course, mobile.
I think it all starts and ends with
exactly,
mobile.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're seeing so many new techs that are coming in. I actually saw an advert the other day. I can't even try and remember who it was. But they were saying, like, tired of waiting for your connection, we can put, like, almost a WiMAX type environment. Now, that's a space that you guys could easily play in because you've got the whole infrastructure. I mean, your networks are everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's a contentious issue, and I'm not going to go into it, but the price of data is a big thing at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yes. Gareth and Tebow are talking about it.
Yeah.
I consume data at a furious rate. I mean, it's what I do. I'm on the road the whole time. My phone is always on. Everything's connected. Is this a problem for South Africa? Is, you know, and I'm not just talking about the actual physical rands and cents cost of data, but I'm talking about the infrastructure cost of data. Because as a business enabler, you know, you come into my business, I need to put in a rack, I need to put in a new server, I've got to connect that all up. I don't have that kind of money. Are there those type of outsource solutions that are available that as a small business I can come to MTN and say, I need to play, I need to get into the cloud, I need to make sure that my salespeople on the road and my logistics people are connected, and is that a total solution that can be provided? Is that what we're going to see happening?
You're going to see that sooner than later. Actually, we are working on a number of exciting SME bundles that do not only look at mobile and data, but also, you know, how do you store your data, the security aspect. So probably in the next few weeks, we'll be launching
so
that.
You see, that's why it's called the Futurology Show. Yeah. I'm like already thinking into the future.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
So we realize that, you know, SMEs are looking for one place to get all their technology support, and whether it's mobile, whether it's ICT.
I agree. Yeah.
And we are hoping to be able to provide such solutions for them.
No, that's fantastic. Excuse me. Are you allowed to talk about AfriHost and you guys not? Because I'm worried now. I was on AfriHost as an MTN data user. Now you and MTN, I mean, AfriHost and MTN aren't together anymore. Is that something not in your space or?
That's not something in my space.
Okay.
I'm not equipped to actually talk about that. But I think it's been an amicable relationship that we've had. And I think it's actually in the best interest of both parties that, you know, we decided that,
cool.
you know, to end the relationship.
As I said, it was just that, you know, that was such a nice way of bringing the two worlds together. Yeah. And it's like, it's been about 2 years now, 2 or 3 years. So it's been a nice relationship. Mm. In fact, I think it lasted longer than Brad and Angelina. But
let's not go that route.
Well, there's a lot of women out there that are very excited about that news. I mean, Brad's available.
Yeah.
But no, thank you very much. Mandisa, I think, you know, again, from my side, thank you. I mean, it's definitely enabled my show and the other Brett, my, you know, Brett too. Mm. We'll actually be dialing in from here and talking to him on Wednesday. But it's good to see that yourselves and I think a lot of the other people aren't just being one more thing anymore. You're now giving a total solution to companies and more specifically the small companies, which is where the future is. So thank you very much.
And thank you for having me on the show.
No, pleasure. Thank you. Thanks, Mandisa. Bye. CliffCentral.com.